Oh, the little short message here for Christmas Eve that I thought I wanted to share tonight was All I Want for Christmas. I'm sure you've never heard that one before. So, are you all done? I hope so. You know, the rush is sort of over. It was still pretty busy in the stores I was in yesterday. Hopefully, none of you had any problems on finding all of the things that you wanted to get. If you're shopping for people like me, though, you probably had some difficulty. I'm not the easiest of persons to shop for. It's not that I'm really picky or I'm finicky. It's just that I'm not very patient. You know, if I find something I need, I want to go buy it. If I need a white shirt, I go get it. If I need a pair of shoes, I go get it. I don't always want to ask somebody to get that. Of course, then folks are left with probably going out and buying me a 500 t-shirt or some kind of racing related item. That's a real easy gift for somebody interested. Or you might go and get a gift card. That's a really easy one. Items which are safe, and of course I can always use them. But this does not really mean that I don't appreciate every gift that I've ever received, but it's just me. Of course, anything that I get for my grandkids is absolute gold. Doesn't make any difference what they give me. But there is one gift that I think that I certainly need, and I need it 365 days of the year, and I think that probably you all could use it too. All I want for Christmas for 2021 is the gift of grace. Grace. All you theologians out there are thinking, aha, grace, the unmerited favor of God. That's a good definition. I surely think that's true, but the grace I'm thinking about is maybe down just a level, a bit more mundane. I also need the grace, the unmerited favor of friends and neighbors, and especially brothers and sisters in Christ. And why grace? Well, because somehow over the course of my lifetime, I have seen what appears to be an inexplicable shrinkage of the pool of grace available in the world. It's getting meaner and meaner and meaner. Have you happened to notice? You know, for goodness sake, even the mortgage people give you a little bit of a break at times. But other people just don't cut you much slack. We're a society that wants it when we want it, what we want, when we want it, and the way we want it. And heaven help anyone who would dare to disappoint us, even inadvertently, because if someone fails to meet our expectations, they should either be fired or sued. History may look on ours as a civilized society, although I'm sometimes wondering sometimes, but we have become a not very civil society. So where is grace anymore? Now, I wish I could say that the answer to that is in the church. Yes, it ought to be, but the church is often more reflective about what society is instead of what it should be. So even churches can be pretty uncivil places. Peace on earth, goodwill, ho, ho, ho. Whatever happened to grace? I wonder. Do you wonder? We need to rediscover grace. The story of Christmas is at the heart a story of grace. The coming of Jesus into the world 2,000 years ago is the affirmation of God's unmerited favor for each and every one of us. Scripture is clear. Tonight you have heard in our lessons and carols the incredible story of the birth of the Savior. And there is also another one in the brief epistle from Titus chapter 2 where Paul says, "For the grace of God has appeared, Jesus, bringing salvation to all." Grace, the essence of Christmas. Someone has suggested that love is like the Bible's loaves and fishes. It works best when given away. But I also think it is the same with grace. Perhaps we will have a more grace-filled society if we in the church who have been the recipient of God's marvelous grace in His Son, Jesus Christ, will take it upon ourselves to begin giving it away. I can promise it will make a difference in every one of your lives. Grace, that is what I want for Christmas this year. Grace, you too? And I want to be a grace giver to you, to you, to you, to you. Because I know that will begin to make this world more the place that the gracious God, who invites us all to this incredible Christmas celebration, wants it to be. Let us pray. O Lord, we are too often graceless in our dealings with one another. We know it, and we are sorry. Help us to do better as we're reminded of your surpassing grace to us in the coming of Jesus into our world this very night. For it is in His name that we pray. Amen.